Translation and Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Mukunda Das externally appears to be a royal physician engaged in governmental service, but internally he has a deep love for Krishna. Who can understand his love? Purport. Unless Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discloses the fact, no one can understand who is actually a great devotee of the Lord engaged in his service. It is therefore said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 23:39, Tar Vakya Kriya Mudra Vigyahena Bujhaya. Even the most perfect and learned scholar cannot understand a Vaishnava's activities. A Vaishnava may be engaged in governmental service or in a professional business so that externally one cannot understand its position. Internally, however, he may be Nitya Siddha Vaishnava, that is, an eternally liberated Vaishnava. Externally, Mukunda Das was a royal physician, but internally, he was the most liberated Paramahansa devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew this very well, but ordinary men could not understand it, for the activities and plans of Vaishnava cannot be understood by ordinary men. However, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his representative understand everything about a devotee, even though the devotee may externally pretend to be an ordinary householder and professional businessman. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki. We are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela chapter 15. In this chapter, we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting among the devotees from Bengal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Odisha, in Jagannath Puri, and on the occasion of Rath Yatra, many, many devotees have come to Puri, Jagannath Puri, and they stayed there for almost 4 months. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to forbid them farewell and send to Bengal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting among them. Or this is the reason why Sachi Mata sent Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Jagannath Puri instead of Vrindavan. We find a description in Madhya Leela chapter 3. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas at the age of 24. At that time, in his family, there was no male member except him. His elder brother, Vishwarup, took sannyas long ago at the age of 11, and his father already had passed away. In family, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has two women. One is his mother and other his wife. His mother is too old, and his wife is quite young. You can estimate the age of Ma Sachi. Jagannath Mishra married Sachi Devi they entered in household life. But for long time, they didn't get any child. After long time, Sachi Mata was pregnant. He gave birth to a female child, but just after the death, she passed away, she died. And the same incidents occurred 8 times. She gave birth to 8 female babies, but they didn't survive. They all died. It is said, Janme Janme Maila. They got birth, and just after that, they were dead. The 9th child was a Vishwarup, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come on the 10th number. And now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is at the age of 24. Oh, you can have an rough estimate. I understand Sachi Mata is beyond 70. And the wife of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishnu Priya, she is quite young because she is the second wife of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu married Lakshmi Priya. She was at home. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went for preaching. He stayed long outside of house. And Lakshmi Devi could not tolerate the separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And consequently, she left the body. She was dead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood the situation. He returned home. But Sachi Mata insisted to get married. She wanted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to marry again. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned home only to console his mother, he was understanding that in such a situation, my mother is full of grief. But Sachi Mata perpetually insisting for marriage. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Vishnu Priya as wife. So Vishnu Priya is second wife. So you can have an estimate, she was quite young. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas because this is the principle of preaching. Apana na kaile dharma sikhana na jaye. As long as a person is not practicing himself, he can't teach effectively. Or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to teach the Vairagya Vidya. Vairagya Vidya nija bhakti yoga. Sikshartha meko purusah purana. His purpose of coming here is to teach Vairagya Vidya, the science of renunciation. For that, he has to practice this. For in such situation, without getting anyone's consent, he went to Katva and took sannyas. And after sannyas, he was fully absorbed in the waves of Krishna Prem. He was planning he will go to Vrindavan. And he practice Krishna consciousness. He will do his sadhana and he will cross the Maya. Oh, he was fully absorbed in this thought. He was so absorbed that for 3 days he didn't take any food, and he had no knowledge whether it is day or it is night. He is going in north side or south side. He had no remembrance. He was fully absorbed in the babe of Krishna Prem, and he was wandering in Radha Chetra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu was following him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was wandering, but Nityananda Prabhu realized that at least once Sachi Mata should see her son Nimai, otherwise she will not be alive. She will die soon. So for the sake of Sachi Mata's life, Nityananda Prabhu planned to take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Advaita Charge house. He was following him. Nityananda Prabhu was knowing the consciousness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running. He was going to Vrindavan, but at some distance, there were cowherd boys. Nityananda Prabhu understood that seeing these cowherd boys, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be absorbed in thought of Vrindavan. So Nityananda Prabhu went to those cowherd boys and instructed them that if the sannyasi will ask about the way of Vrindavan, about the path of Vrindavan, you should show this path. And so happened. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came near the cowherd boys, he was full in thought of Vrindavan. He considered them as the associate of Krishna. They asked, okay, how long at Vrindavan? And what way will lead to Vrindavan? The cowherd boys said, oh, this a straight path you catch and you will reach Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed that way, that path, and he reached near Santipur. And then Nityananda Prabhu came in the front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw all of a sudden Nityananda Prabhu. He asked, how you know I am going to Vrindavan? And how long is Vrindavan? Nityananda Prabhu told, now you are in Vrindavan, see the Jamuna. Actually, there is Gangaji. But Nityananda Prabhu told, this is Jamuna. Seeing the Jamuna, another wave of Krishna Prem came, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started glorifying Jamuna, and he jumped in Jamuna. Nityananda Prabhu already had instructed Advaita Acharya to cook some food, to arrange some food, and bring a new cloth, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had no extra cloth. The total cloth was on his body, and he jumped in Jamunaji, all the cloth was wet. Then Advaita Acharya came on a boat, and bow down to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very astonished. He asked Advaita Acharya, how, if no, we are Vrindavan? Advaita Acharya told, wherever there is sun, that is day. Where is sun, there is day. So where is Eve, that is Vrindavan. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu realized Nityananda Prabhu has told a lie. He was chastising, you have cheated me. But Advaita Acharya told, no, he has not told a lie because you have dipped in Yamuna. In Allahabad, Yamuna and Ganga meet, and further away, they go together. So on the east side Ganga, on the west side Yamuna, you have dipped in west side, or you have dipped in Yamuna. And Nityanand Prabhu arranged to bring Sachi Mata. He sent some devotee to give message and bring Sachi Mata to Advaita Acharya's house. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Advaita Acharya's house. Advaita Acharya gave food with agraha, and they started kirtan after food. They started kirtan and they took rest. Second day, Sachi Mata came. She saw Nimai. She was very agitated, especially seeing the head without hair. They said, strange for Sachi Mata. And she was too agitated. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in front of Sachi Mata and offered obeisances and told, Mother, I have taken sannyas, knowingly or unknowingly, but I will be never neutral to you. I will not ignore you. This body is yours. You have given birth. You have nourished it. So I will follow your order. Wheresoever you will tell to live, I live there. Sachi Mata took Nimai on her lap and she was seeing the body of Nimai. She wanted to see, but tears filled in eye, so he can't see properly. She kissed the face of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya brought Sachi Mata inside house. Other devotee met. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the devotee, though I have taken sannyas, but I can't ignore your love. I am fully under the control of your affection. I can't break that. And also think about how I can have a connection with you and I can maintain the religion of sannyas. Also think about this. Hearing this statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees run to Sachi Mata and they reported Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling so. Sachi Mata was thinking, it is natural for a mother to have his son in front of eye. Oh, Nimai is living with me. It is my pleasure. But if someone will criticize Nimai, my heart will be broken. I can't tolerate that. I can tolerate my own grief, but I can't tolerate the criticism of Nimai. So Sachi Mata told Nimai should go Jagannath Puri instead of Vrindavan. She told Jagannath Puri and Navadvip have a relation. Many devotees from Navadvip go to Jagannath Puri and they return, especially on the occasion of Rath Yatra. Many, many group go there and return. Sachi Mata was telling that at least I will have the news of Nimai. I can get information of Nimai. If I keep Nimai at the home, people will criticize him. For a sannyasi, after sannyas, living in family, especially with wife, is considered so bad as to eat the vomiting. If someone vomited something and he again started to eat, it is very bad. So bad is considered when a sannyasi start to live with family. So Sachi Mata gave a resolution that Nimai should go Jagannath Puri instead of Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went Jagannath Puri by following the order of his mother. I was telling that in this chapter we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting among the devotees who have come from Bengal. Many, many group went Jagannath Puri. They stayed there with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with those devotees, enjoyed many, many festivals. After Jagannath Rath Yatra, Janmashtami comes. They celebrated Janmashtami. Description has been given, but we have no time to present that. And after that, Dasahara, Vijayadashami. When fourth month went off, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called the all devotees and he was instructing them. He was glorifying them and he was giving message to Sachi Mata. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting among the devotees who have come from Bengal. And he is glorifying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feel much pleasure in glorifying the devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in group, now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turn his attention to the group who have come from Khand desh. Now I am reading the text which has been assigned for today. Text 1.12. Khande Ramukunda Das, Sri Raghunandan, Sri Narahari, a Mukhyatin Jan. The devotees who have come from Khand province, among them three are chief: Mukunda Das, Sri Raghunandan, Sri Narahari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then turned his attention to three persons, Mukunda Das, Raghunandan, and Sri Narahari, inhabitants of the place called Khand. Mukunda Dasira puche, Sachiranandan, tumi pita, putra tomar, Sri Raghunandan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Mukunda Das, "Your father," I am reading first translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Sachi, next asked Mukund Das, "You are the father and your son is Raghunandan. Is that so?" Mukund is father and Raghunandan is son. This is the fact on physical level. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned this fact. And after mentioning this fact, he asked other question. Kiva Raghunandan pita, tumi tar tanay, nishchaya kariya kaha, jau ka sansay. Translation. Or is Srila Raghunandan, your father and you are his son, please let me know the fact so that my doubts will go away. Again, he is asking whether you are son and Raghunandan is your father. I am in doubt. So tell clearly, what is the fact? Mukunda kahe, Raghunandan mur pita hai, amitar putra, yehi amar nishchay. Though Mukundas is father, but he is telling, I have decided, I considered in the matter, and I have decided that Raghunandan is my father and I am his son. Ama sabar Krishna bhakti Raghunandan haite ata eva pita Raghunandan amar nishchite. All of us have attained devotion to Krishna due to Raghunandan. Therefore, in my mind, he is my father. Why he is telling his son as father, he is giving the fact. He is telling that all of us, all my group, has got bhakti from my son, Raghunandan. So actually he is our father. He is a father of whole group. So he is also my father. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pleased. Bhaktira Mahima Prabhu, nahi. Suni harse kahe Prabhu, kahila nishchay, jaha haite Krishna bhakti, sei guru hai. Hearing Mukundas gave this proper decision, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed it, saying, yes, it is correct. One who awakens devotion to Krishna is certainly the spiritual master. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts, supports the statement of Mukundas. Raghunandan is my father. In support, he is telling, jaha haite Krishna bhakti, sei guru hai. Who causes to arise Krishna bhakti, awaken Krishna bhakti, so he is superior. Maybe he is son, his younger brother, or anyway he is junior, but he causes, due to him, one has got a Krishna bhakti, so he is superior. the material relation is not so important as Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti is more important. So relation will be determined in the context of Krishna Bhakti. Who have got Krishna Bhakti earlier, he is superior. And in our movement, we are seeing this fact. Many students come in touch of ISKCON. They perform practice of bhakti, and they go home and teach their mother and father. And they come to Krishna Bhakti. Even I have seen some of the guru of ISKCON, they have given initiation to elder brother, elder sister. And they treat the younger brother exactly like a guru. I personally have seen the behavior of elder brother and elder sister of His Holiness Loknath Maharaj. His elder brother, elder sister, they have taken initiation from His Holiness Loknath Maharaj, or they were treating Loknath Maharaj as a spiritual master. Exactly as a spiritual master. Though they have affection, but they were treating exactly like a spiritual master, both elder brother and elder sister. And same case is with His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj. At least I have seen two persons. Elder brothers are disciples, and they offer all respect to younger brother. They treat them as guru. So bhakti is important. The relation or post is not important. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has sung, Kit janm hau yatha tua das. It is proper, it is adequate to have the body of a worm if there is Krishna Bhakti. Kit janm hau yatha, yatha matlab just, it is proper. If one gets bhakti in the body of worm, it is proper, it is good. But if one gets the body of Brahma and he is averse to Lord, it is not good. Bhakti is important. Post is not important. The body is not important. Bhakti is important. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that jaha hai te Krishna Bhakti, sei guru hai. Who have given Krishna Bhakti, he is superior. In Vrindavan, there is a devotee whose father was not attracted to Krishna. He was died of cancer. The devotee was the only son of his parents. Later, after the death of his father, he brought his mother in Vrindavan. I met her and asked her, how you are realizing now? And she told, very nice, I am happy here. And I asked him, and now what is thinking about your son? She told, I treat him like a guru. He is my guru. He has brought me Vrindavan. Oh, important thing is bhakti. The parashar who brings in bhakti, who gives the Krishna bhakti, he is important, he is superior. Or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is supporting the statement of Mukunda Das. Raghunandan is our father. He has given Krishna bhakti. Bhaktir Mahima Prabhu kahite pa sukh. Bhaktir Mahima kahite hai panch mukh. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy just to speak of glories of his devotees. Indeed, when he spoke the glories, it as if he had five faces. Bhaktagane kahe suna Mukundera prem, nigudha nirmala prem, jena dagdha hem. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then informed all his devotees, please hear about Mukund's love of Godhead. It is a very deep and pure love and can only be compared to purified gold. Vahye rajyavaidya iho, kare rajya seva, antare Krishna prem ihar janiveka keva. I was telling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting among the devotees who have come from Bengal. He is personally meeting. He is giving instruction and different instruction to different person. Something is common, which is to be performed by all, by chanting, hearing, but something is different. That depends on the tendency of particular devotee, his inclination of particular devotee. It depends on that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving some message for his mother through Srivas Pandit, and he was instructing the devotee who have come from Kuliagram, Kumarhat, and now he turned face to the devotee who have come from Khand, and he started to glorify Mukunda Das. And he is telling, he is very advanced in Krishna consciousness, but materially he is a Rajyabad royal physician. The status of a physician is considered low. They are counted as Sudra. Oh, he is telling, though he is Rajyabad, he is in the service of government, but Nigudha Nirmal Prem Jena Dagdhem, but he possesses very pure love, as some gold age heated. All the dirty things go out, and a pure hem, pure gold exists. So is the prem of Krishna in the heart of Mukunda Dutt. Vahi Rajya Vaid Iha Kare Raja Seva Antare Krishna Prem Tahar Janibeka Keva. Though externally his government service, he is in government service, but he is full of Krishna prem. But ordinary person can't understand it. The advanced devotee conceal their status. They don't disclose their Krishna prema to external people. But there are some things which can't be hidden totally. If there is kasturi, a musk, or someone wants to hide them, covered in cloth, but the smell will come out. So advanced devotee wants to conceal their prema. They want to hide their Krishna prema, but some symptoms come out. And who is advanced in this field, he can understand the situation. He can realize the standard of that bhakt. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling about Mukunda Das. And he is telling that is full of Krishna prema, and he is giving an incident to support his theory. That will be discussed later on in coming days. But in brief, you should understand that Mukunda Das was discussing something related to health with the king. There was king and Mukundas. They were discussing something about health issue, some treatment, and there came a peacock. Mukundas simply saw the peacock, and Krishna was remembered. The prema, the wave of Krishna prema came. And he was so absorbed that he fell down. A king thought that he is in murcha, he has feet, maybe he died. He personally went to Mukundata and he found that Mukundata is alive. Oh, he did other treatment and other things. Oh, that incident will be discussed in coming days. Now, you should understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting among the devotees of Bengal. Now, he has turned his attention to the devotees of Khanda Desh. And he started to glorify Mukunda Das. What he is telling, we will hear in next day. Hare Krishna.